Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car, when you go shopping at that new mall, walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen before I speak. Yeah, you gotta listen before I leak. You can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart. That's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out. All of a sudden, you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your man Monroe the Message. Of course, this is Can I Listen? And right now we on an adventure. We are very mobile out here walking and talking to y'all. And something that came to my mind today to share with you all is if you have a partner, spouse, husband, or wife, girlfriend, or boyfriend, and they do not speak up about stuff. Well, let me tell you something, man. And it can be very frustrating. I know it can. That doesn't mean that that's not the person you're supposed to be with. That's not 100%. The thing is you bring forth fruit with a good and honest heart and patience. That's what God says. That's how you bring forth fruit. So for them to produce the fruit that, for them to produce the fruit that you know that is of God, you got to be patient for that to come. And in the process, let's just say it's a 9-month process, right? And because I had this situation with my soon-to-be queen-to-be. So, like, she had this problem where she didn't want to talk about things or face certain situations, right? So what we would do is I would be honest with her and I would say, hey, babe, we really need to talk about this because all we need to get, you know, we need to get to the bottom of this situation. We need to talk about how you're feeling. As I can tell by your facial expressions, your body language, the way you stop talking, that you're feeling faulty, right? You're feeling funky, right? And we need to let the funk out the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, who wants to go in a bathroom that smells funky while you're taking a shower? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. So this is what happens, right? So I'm telling her, like, hey, babe, let's talk about it. She knew that I was honest about it. I was telling her, hey, this is not going to work. We can't have a relationship if you can't talk about difficult things. It's impossible, right? So I'm letting her know the honest truth about, you know, relationships. It's not about this whole thing like she needs to talk now. It's about, hey, I need to be honest first and let her know the results of not talking, right? Because it creates separation between the two people. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you guys, because with one of my experiences when I was in a previous relationship, every time that me and her would have a disagreement or she would do something, and I'm trying to be honest and upfront with the situation, because at the time I'm like, yo, this is the person I love, da da da, whatever, right? I'm letting her know, like, yo, we need to talk about this. But the problem was with me at that time is I got impatient, right? And God always allows, me and my girl talk about this all the time, He allows you to do do-overs, right? And do-overs is when you get the opportunity to do the same thing with a different result and a different approach, right? Like, a different heart posture, right? Because when your heart posture is different and you understand what's the results by what you do, then you change. How y'all doing? All right, so we on the trail, y'all. I'm out here walking and talking. So what happens is I'm like, yo, this is crazy. So then, we had this issue where I would bring something up and she would just run, right? So I wouldn't hear from her. She wouldn't talk about it. The next day she'd get up in the morning, act like everything was cool, everything is okay, and like, hey, you know, when do you want to talk about this, right? So one of the things I highly recommend that people do, because there's times where I don't want to talk about stuff, right? But what you have to do is, if you're the person that doesn't want to talk about it right now, you need to process it, you need to work through it. What you have to do is give an expiration date to revisit, right? And you don't get more than 3 tries to reschedule, right? That's the rules, right? But what you have to do is, with that couple, you make up your own rules, right? You make up your own rules. Some people might say, oh, you know, I'll give you 7 days, babe. We'll talk about it in a week when we go to a trip or whatever, right? Or when we go out to eat or something, or go to the park. Or you can say, babe, let's revisit in 3 days, see how you feel, if you got to the process. But you have to, the person who is not talking really has to be very honest with themselves about what they're doing as far as processing. They have to be very intentional about the processing part, right? You can't just go into the situation and just be like, oh yeah, we'll talk about it later. And then you ain't even actively trying to face that situation. Now, that's when you know that's the person you're not supposed to be with, is if they're not actively trying to process things to get back to you on how they feel and what happened. But if that person is actively striving and working diligently to get to, like, man, why did I feel that way? Why did I feel hurt? What happened? Right? And if she doesn't know how to do that, then you should be able to partner up with her and help her get to the process to figure out why. You know what I'm saying? So, or her or him, right? So the biggest thing is just knowing what to do, how to do it in the moment. Wisdom is everything. You got to get that from the Father. If you don't, you're going to be, it's going to be a rude awakening. So basically, now this person you've had this disagreement or this conflict, right? One person is like, I don't want to talk about it. The other one is like, I'm ready. So then after that, the person that's like ready to talk about it gives patience, gives mercy, and says, hey, look, let's reconvene about this tomorrow, 3 days, in a week. You get to that next day, you revisit, hey, how is everything going? Like, have you processed and understand, like, what was going on? And you're doing this with a heart posture of really concern and understanding what's going on. You can't do it from a perspective of, I'm hurt. Oh, I'm butthurt. I can't take this. Da, da, da. Like, when you gonna, da, 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 right? You can't do that. That's what I did with the past relationship. But with this one, I'm just trying to understand. You know what I mean? Because if I understand her, then I know her. And every day you learn something new about your partner. You know what I mean? I just was joking with my girl the other day about, like, man, like, we've been eating Chick-fil-A all the time. And all of a sudden, she like Cane's. I'm like, where did this come from? We never been to Cane's together, right? But I can take that and be like, oh, she done found something new. I'm like, yo, she done expanded what places we can go to. You know what I mean? Because after eating this at the same place so many times, it can get a little tiring. How you doing? It can get real tiring, you know what I mean? If you're doing that for a lifetime, you get what I'm saying? So you gotta explore, you gotta find new things. So her branching out and getting new things, that's what I desire for, you know what I'm saying? Like, to see new stuff, to discover stuff about herself that's new, different, fresh. Like, man, I didn't know I could do this, right? So the person who is being patient has to give the person not an ultimatum, but hey, come to an agreement and say, like, hey, when are we gonna talk about it? When that day comes, just, you have to pursue that, because they're the one that's retreating. You know what I'm saying? They're the one that's backing up and they don't want to talk about it. So you have to meet them where they are, right? If you find a wounded dog, you're not gonna tell the wounded dog to come to you. You're gonna go to the wounded dog. If you find somebody that's wounded or hurt on the side of the street, they got hit by a car, you're not gonna be like, hey, bro, dude just got hit by a car now. You like, yo, hey, come over here, man, so we can help you out. That's not how it works, right? Not saying that she's a wounded dog, but what's happening is something that wounded her in her past has revealed itself, right? And this is a purification process of letting things go. So we got to get through this process. If we don't get through that process, then we're going to be stuck. You know what I mean? We don't want to be stuck. How y'all doing? So now that you when you reconvene, you're going to the person because that person is wounded in a certain area, which is why they have to back, you know, retreat, process, and think about, like, man, what really happened, right? If that person doesn't want to do it, then they hadn't came up with the where they with why, or man, like, I might need help with this, then you're gonna have to put your pride aside, your ego aside, the person that's patient, that wanna talk about it now, and help them work through the bag, right? And I know that might sound a little crazy, me saying the bag, but nowadays, everybody is like, man, I wanna get the bag, I wanna get the bag. Man, I'm trying to get rid of bags. You know what I'm saying? Because we talking about two totally different things. We come into relationships with baggage, but we have to inventory the baggage, and we have to be like, you know what, man? I need to get rid of some of this stuff. You know, I need to get rid of some of this baggage. You know what I mean? Get rid of some of the baggage. But sometimes you can't get rid of the bag. Sometimes you got to get rid of stuff that's in it. You know what I'm saying? So the bag is light. So that way, when you do travel, you can go buy something and bring something back. You know what I mean? Y'all with me on that? I hope y'all feeling me. So the thing is we're trying to unpack bags. So when we reconvene, it's like, hey, my babe's got a bag, right? Or your man or your husband, right? He got a bag, and I'm going to help him unpack it because he's having problems processing it after the first date. And then you give him that opportunity and say, hey, if you need help with talking through this thing, I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? We can go to the park. And the reason why I keep saying go to the park is because, one, I'm actually walking in one right now, recording this. But also, at the same token, when you're in a park, you're not inside of four walls where this energy of frustration is getting created and conceived there, and it's stuck there, right? When you get out of the house, there's no roof over you, there's no walls over you, and you're on neutral ground. You know what I mean? You're on super neutral ground. You open to things because you're in a place where it's open. But when you're in a container, you close, right? And you basically reflect what your environment is. That's why they tell people that they need to go out in nature at least once a week. It's good for your mental health, for your soul, for your heart, all this other good stuff. All right, so that's the reason why I say go to a park. But like, anyways, you know, and then you give that person not an ultimatum. You give them an option. Hey, if you're struggling with the process, let's talk about it, right? And if they are in agreement with that, you have to be objective the whole time when listening to her talk to things, and you have to actively listen. And what I mean by actively listen, this is to the point where you can't be like, oh, I've got the answer. You just have to listen to see, man, where is this coming from? You have to be curious and intentional on, like, man, I didn't know this. You know, like you're watching a movie type of deal. You know, that kind of vibe. So all in all, once you get to that point, then you're actively listening. Like, you're not just like listening so you could tell her, yo, we need to figure this out, or da da da. That's not it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a partner and they can't do this, or they're not willing to, that ain't the partner for you, right? If they're not willing to and they don't want to do that, don't even waste your time with that person. Move on, right? You know, because apparently they don't have the tools to help you unpack the bags that need to be unpacked. And the person that's going to help you with that is going to be your husband or your wife, right? So if they can't do that as a boyfriend or girlfriend, you might as well cancel Christmas. You know what I mean? And to give you some insight on that, right? Men, and ladies, listen closely. Listen closely. When you choose the person that you're going to be with, right? And you marry this person, what you're saying, when a woman says, I'm going to marry this guy, you're saying to that guy, you're responsible for everything that I bring to the table. And this about to get real raw and ugly, right? Everything that happened to you from the day you was born to that day you get married, you're saying, hey, this is my husband. He's going to be responsible for me from now on. That's what you're saying. Guys, guess what you're saying? You're saying like, hey, God, I got this. I got this. I'm responsible for this. I got this. So you got to help me with it, though. That's what you're saying. So you're responsible for her baggage. You're responsible for her helping with any spiritual issues that comes from her family, right? You're responsible for getting rid of that. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is every person, nobody is unflawed. Everybody has sin. That means when you sin, when a person sins, it opens up doors to that generation, right? So everybody got demons in their family. If you don't see that, yo, man, you on the wrong, you listening to the wrong show right now. But what I'm saying is people have generational demons that get passed down. And when they receive Christ, then Christ helps them get rid of those. Or they can be delivered from them, right? So if that person has some demonic things or some stuff that's in their family that keeps getting passed down, you telling God, hey, I'm responsible for that, and I'm gonna do what you tell me to do and kick this stuff out of this bloodline, right? So you're gonna be a bodybuilder directing traffic at the altar when you say I do, and start karate kicking every demon that you see in your wife, because you know who she truly is, right? You, the first 3 weeks, you seen who she really was. After that, then what happens? The devil shows up and try to make you run. Then when you get to the altar and you get married, I don't know what happens because I ain't did that yet. But anyways, that's what we're doing, is we're saying we're taking responsibility for everything. Her debt. If she has debt, you got, that's on your plate now, buddy. That's on my plate now, buddy. Right? So any debt she has, any baggage she has, any emotional baggage she has, any spiritual baggage she has, any financial baggage she has, anything she has going on emotionally inside of her, you responsible for it now. That's your garden from now on to forevermore, until Jesus come back and the trumpet is played, my good and faithful servant. So that's what that is. That's what we're saying. So when we're taking full responsibility, that's the reason why it's important to even know that, is because if you don't understand that part, then you won't understand, like, man, the person that I need to choose need to be a person that's willing to take this responsibility, right? Willing to let you blame them for what they got going on, and they still don't take offense to it and still guide you through that process. You know what I'm saying? So now, that was just for the situation of like, hey, you need to leave, you need to go, you can stay, right? Understanding what this person can possibly do, because they don't have the tools, they can't take care of you, right? Boom. So boom. Now we on a third revisit. This is the rule. If she doesn't want to talk about it in person, and she's like, yo, I don't want to do that, let me process on my own, and there's this third time, and it comes up, and she's like, yo, after you made the rule the third time, if she doesn't stick to her agreement with herself, that's going to start saying a lot of things about her or him, right? It's like, yo, we made this agreement, me and you, and you said that you were going to do this, right? And this is showing you the future. This person said they was going to do this, do that, and they didn't do it. When they didn't do it, this is what happens. But if you get married to that person, that same thing is going to happen with other things in life. Oh, I'm going to save up money so we can go on vacation. And then vacation time is going to come, they're not going to have the money saved up, right? They're going to be bad with a lot of other things, because the way you do one thing is the way you do everything, right? So if you want to be responsible for that, that's up to you. You're going to have to teach that person the right way and how to do that. So the thing is, after you revisit and you guys make an agreement, she's finally, or he is finally like, yo, I'm ready to talk. Let them speak their piece. Let them get everything out. One of my biggest problems that I have and that I'm still working on is like cutting off the conversation. Like, hey, so what are you saying? Like, you know, if you're trying to understand what the person said, you didn't hear them, then okay, cut them off. But if it's like something that you're trying to intervene and put something in and tell them something, stay away from that, bro. That's the danger zone. The danger zone. You know what I'm saying? So, all in all, if you have a person who doesn't know how to speak up for themselves, they're having problems explaining things or trying to put labels to emotions, allowing God to show them, like, yo, why are they getting triggered, right? If they can't do that, you got to make a decision with that person. You know what I'm saying? So if you give them months and months and years to say one thing, because there's something else going to pop up the next month. And then it piles up. And that's what happened in my past relationship. I would say, hey, babe, let's talk about it. She would be like, I don't want to talk about it right now, right? Then I wouldn't hear from her for like a week. Literally, she doesn't even want to talk to me now. It was that bad. And we'll get on the phone. She'll tell me about a day. And then she's like, oh, I got to get in the shower, when I'm like finna start talking about the thing that we need to talk about. And then before you know it, a whole year passed by and we got 12 things that we hadn't talked about. And this is the dangerous part about having relationships that are long distance, is when you have issues and a person like of that caliber doesn't have the courage at the time. How you doing? They don't have the courage or whatever to like face that situation and then come back to you, talk about it and work through it. It's going to be difficult because the person that's being patient, they're going to freaking explode. You know what I'm saying? They're going to freaking explode, and that's going to be rough on them, because that's what it was for me. Granted, at the time, I didn't get surrender a lot of things to God at the time in those moments. But that's not a good place to put a person in, where you have all of these different conflicts or confrontations or disagreements, and you can't even talk about them. And one of the biggest things that I gauge my relationship off of that I have now is like how we get through things. It's not about like, oh, how we get along and everything's good. That's not how I gauge, like, yo, this is a place that I can be with this person, right? It was, yo, when we have a disagreement, how can we get through it? And can we get through it? And did we get through it? And if you do that with some real difficult stuff, you got your role, dog. Now, you know what I'm saying? I got my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got your homie, you got your friend right now, because that's what a friend is. A friend is somebody. And I want you to think about this, people. Jesus said to his apostles that, hey, you guys are my friends. You're not my servants. Not my servants, you're my friends, right? And the apostles is the bride. Matter of fact, we the bride. You know what I'm saying? All of his disciples is brides. So he's telling us that his bride is his friend. And what he says to his to the apostles is, hey, I'm willing to put my life on the line for you guys. Whatever God tells me, I'm gonna let you know, right? But then this morning I was reading something, and he was like, hey, I'm gonna be gone for a little bit, and I'm gonna come back for a little bit, right? You guys are gonna rejoice, everything's gonna be great. And the disciples was like confused about what he was talking about. And he explained to him, like, hey, if he doesn't leave, he can't send the comforter, right? He can't send the comforter for righteousness and judgment. And it was something else that I seen. And at the time, they like, yo, what? Like, what are you talking about? But he's saying, like, if I stay, I can't send you guys a Holy Spirit, a comforter. that's going to teach you these things, right? But if he does go, then he can send the Spirit. If he doesn't stay, he can't send you the Spirit. He's not going to be ascended to you. So they ask him another question, and he's like, hey, he's explained some stuff. He's like, I got so many things I want to tell you guys, but right now, these things I cannot tell you because you're not ready to bear them yet. And I was like, yo, that's wisdom on top of wisdom for a husband. Sometimes, fellas, sometimes women, it's the same thing on both sides of the story, on both sides of the coin, is you have to know, see your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife in action, right? And then when they get certain information, see how they handle that information. It's not that you're keeping a secret from them. You're keeping something from them until it's the right timing, right? So some people, man, they might not be able to handle, like, oh my God, man, I was with, you know, six partners. They might not be able to handle the fact that, oh, you know, you punched somebody who was disabled on accident or something like that, right? Or that you may have had an abortion or something, right? They might not be able to handle that when you first meet them. But after they get to know you and you go through things with them and you let them know certain things, then they might be able to handle that. But they have to grow to grow to be able to bear that news, if that makes any sense. So that was one thing I learned that was huge, you know, from Jesus this morning. Good looking out, Lord. But anyways, I'm walking on my way back to the house. So these are the things, these are like major, major keys, man, when it comes to these relationships. Understand how a person handles your bad moments, right? Allowing people the space to be able to process. But don't allow them too much space, because what happens is you're gonna get sick. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get sick. And what I mean by sick is you're gonna be sick and tired of, like, yo, man, we don't talk about nothing, right? Because that's what I'm telling you. Granted, you might not be like me, but I'm telling you right now, that's not a good place to be in. To have a disagreement with somebody you love or that you care about, and that you're learning to know more about, you're like, man, she's so cool, or he's so cool, da 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 da. And then, like, what we say nowadays, you get put on red. You get put on red. If somebody texts you right now and puts you on red for a year, would you still talk to that person? You won't, man. You're gonna find somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you, Holy Spirit. When you find somebody that when you text them, they get back to you. They might not get back to you like 2 seconds flat, you know what I'm saying? But they get back to you with a text. That is the beginning stages of knowing that person is gonna be able to get back with you about a confrontation. Let's go, man. Let's go, man. Like, come on, man. So your text game and how you text your significant other is a foreshadowing of how that person is going to be able to handle confrontations and disagreements. If this person is like, I get back to her in like 2 weeks, man, that ain't nobody you're supposed to be with. Let's be honest. I don't care how good that person look, all that other stuff. I don't care how busy they are. Yo, you don't take no week to get back to somebody you love. I'm just saying, it don't take a week. You know what I mean? One of the things that me and my girl do when we first started dating is we figured out that, hey, guys first, period. And what happened was is she knew that and I knew that. But when we would get off the phone at night and we first meet each other, talking, all excited, want to talk all night long. And she'd be like, hey, babe, call me in the morning when you wake up. And I was like, I'll call you as soon as I get through talking to the Lord and reading the word. And it was like, oh snap, he's serious about this. Because you have to be. You have to give God his time so that relationship can work. Because if you don't keep God first, it's not gonna work. I don't care if you stay with the person or you don't stay with him. You still gotta give God his due time. Because you're telling God, I'm thankful for the relationship when you do that. And then what he does is he honors that and he helps that relationship flourish. He provides the nutrients. He provides the space. He gives you territory. He gives you rounds. He gives you opportunity and authority to speak in places that you never spoke in because you kept it 100 with God about keeping him first in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So when we did that, it was like, okay, when do you usually get through with your devotion or get through reading? And my time is usually around like 11:30, right? And currently right now we work out with each other on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Try to do this tomorrow with her on Wednesday. But the thing is like, that's one of the things. It's like, okay, now that I know what time you're done, then I call you at that time. I'm gonna respect your time with God, right? If a person respects your time, you come on, man. You can't go wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be careful. Now you can't respect the time too much, but you gotta respect a person's time with God, right? You respect their time with their job. Why you can't respect the time with the job? But then what happens is, and the reason why this was important, because if I would have kept her first in the morning, woke up and I thought about you first thing when I woke up, which if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't even be able to wake up. So now we got to really look at what's important, fellas. We got to look at what's important, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, if you can't breathe, you can't even talk to her. If you don't wake up, you can't text her. So you gotta pay homage to the one that gave you the breath in the first place. Let's be 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be talking about, oh man, I'm so thankful that God woke me up. But you woke up and the first thing you called was the person that you say you love, right? If you really love her, you'll give God his due diligence first. So that way he can please her and you don't have to. Because it ain't our job to please women. It ain't the job for the woman to please the man. It's for the woman and the man to please God. And then guess what? In return, God gives them special information and knowledge and understanding and wisdom to please that person. But God gave them that information. They didn't come up and conjure it up on their own. But hey, man, I hope I made sense so we can make change. Every day is a good day. We just got to get up. Get out and do something, man. I'm on my goody mob tip right now, you know what I'm saying? But every day is a good day. We just gotta find out what's good, and I promise you it's something that's good inside of your heart that God put in you from the foundation of the world. It ain't a part of your flesh, it ain't a part of your body. It's the birth and the conceiving of your spirit. So, y'all have a great day, man. Enjoy your week. I hope that this was helpful. Love you guys, and peace be in you. And always with you.
I hate to be the pallbearer of bad news, y'all, but that's the end of the show. I like to thank you guys for tuning in to Can I Listen? If you like what you hear, please, man, leave us a review on any platform that you listen to us on. And follow and subscribe. That helps us get to a bigger audience. And if God brings somebody to your attention while you were listening to the show, please share it with them. Love you guys. Peace. Can't wait to see you next week. Wow, wow, wow,
baby. Listen to me. Listen.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can.